many of the immigrants had come expecting to stay only for a few years. They were going to work, they were going to become rich, they were going to get their college educations, and then they were going to return. The majority of the population was male, the Filipino-American population before World War II. The population is about 10% female up until the 1940s. And these are women who are, for the most part, educated. Late 1920s, 1930s, Filipinos kind of fill that labor vacuum for California farmers. They become some of the most sought after workers in California agriculture and in West Coast agriculture. They really become the engine for economic growth in California in the 1920s and 1930s, particularly in crops like lettuce in Salinas and asparagus in the Stockton San Joaquin Delta area. The 1924 Immigration Act excluded all aliens ineligible for citizenship, which meant that Chinese and Japanese, anyone who was not white, according to the 1790 naturalization law, was barred from entry into the United States. This opens up a loophole for Filipinos to enter in the United States without immigration restriction because they're nationals. They're not aliens, they're not citizens, they're in this kind of middle ground. Filipinos had been working in the Watsonville, Santa Cruz, Bajaro Valley area throughout the 1920s, becoming a very significant and powerful labor force in that area. In January 1930, it was learned that Filipinos were trying to create a dance hall where it was reported that they would, you know, have contact with white women, which enraged locals in Watsonville. And in January 1930, a mob attacked a Filipino bunkhouse. And Firmin Tobera was killed when he was shot through the heart. In terms of the labor movement, is that Filipinos are militant labor organizers. People like Carlos Bulosan are organizing Filipino workers to fight for better wages and better conditions, and also to agitate for citizenship. 1934, the Tynes-McDuffie Act is passed. 1935, the Repatriation Act is passed. So the Tynes-McDuffie Act makes these people who are nationals into aliens. It creates a situation in which Filipinos now, you know, can only enter into the United States at 50 per year. They lose this kind of elevated status above alien. You know, now they're all aliens. And so it's this kind of 10-year limbo period for, you know, Filipinos in the United States, not really knowing what their status is going to be. And this status doesn't change until 1946 with the Lucellar Act, which allows Filipinos to become citizens. And it's very key to understand that this act is passed right at the end of World War II, when the Philippines is given their independence